Postdoc Samantha Heinzelman has studied the literature. She says people can learn to be happy, but maybe not for long.
Research is showing that there are ways that we can enhance people's happiness, but they're really these one-shot activities where people are doing things very briefly, writing a gratitude letter to people, doing acts of kindness, writing about your goals, using your strengths in different ways.
Now, Heinzelman and her colleagues at the University of Virginia have come up with a 10-week program to make happiness a habit. She hopes to enroll more than 100 volunteers.
They're given activities in which they can implement these things in their lives. They're doing some writing in order to sort of reflect on what they've been doing. And we really focus on building this skill and making plans and goals for moving forward.
Heinzelman admits genetics play a role in promoting happiness.
Some of us are just born a bit more cheerful than others, but that doesn't mean that we're doomed to sort of stay where we are. A sort of equal portion of happiness is also based on our daily activities.
The key is to make certain ways of thinking and behaving automatic.
Savoring the little things in life. A lot of times we think that it's these really big events and like getting married or getting a promotion or things like that are the things that make us happy. But our program really focuses on these small aspects of daily life.
She and her colleagues will be testing their new program designed to enhance people's well-being. In September, participants will have an in-person evaluation, then take a series of classes online. For details, email enhancehappiness@gmail.com.